What if I told you that your mind doesn't shut down when you sleep? It just changes shifts. While you're unconscious, sprawled across your mattress, your brain is running a sophisticated emotional processing system that determines whether you'll wake up anxious or refreshed, foggy or clear-headed. For decades, we've treated sleep as downtime, a biological necessity we begrudgingly squeeze into our schedules. But groundbreaking research reveals something far more fascinating. Sleep isn't rest for your mind. It's when your brain does some of its most important work, sorting memories, regulating emotions, and literally updating who you are as a person. The 1950s changed everything we thought we knew about sleep. Before then, scientists assumed sleep was a uniform state of unconsciousness, your brain essentially powering down like a computer. Then Nathaniel Kleitman's team at the University of Chicago discovered something extraordinary using electroencephalography. Sleep wasn't one thing, but distinct cycles with wildly different brain activity. During REM sleep, while your body lies paralyzed, your brain buzzes with activity rivaling wakefulness, generating the vivid hallucinations we call dreams. Sleep research divided into two camps: neuroscientists examining brain cells and psychologists studying dream meanings. Rosalind Cartwright bridged this divide throughout her career, establishing her first laboratory in a converted men's bathroom at the University of Illinois Medical College. When funding dried up, she opened Illinois' first clinical sleep disorder laboratory at Rush University Medical Center. 3 decades of research revealed a profound insight. Our minds don't shut down, they shift between modes. Waking consciousness is logical and externally focused. Sleep consciousness is emotional and internally focused. Together, they form what Cartwright calls the 24-hour mind, continuously maintaining our emotional balance and sense of self. David Foulkes tracked children ages 3-13 through 1,347 nights in sleep labs, upending Freudian theories. Only 27% of preschoolers reported dreams during REM sleep, simple sentences without action. When words failed, drawings revealed their mental imagery, like a 3-year-old's monster processing her mother's angered outburst. Dream recall increased with age, 31% for ages 5 to 7, jumping to 66% for ages 11-13. Dreams, Foulkes concluded, reflect cognitive development, not Freudian drives. Fred Snyder's study of 635 college student dreams found they mirrored waking life rather than abstract symbolism. The dreaming self appeared in 95% of dreams, surrounded by family, 19%, friends, 35%, and strangers, 46%. Most featured talking, 76% contained auditory imagery. Emotions appeared in only 1/3 of reports, with negative feelings outnumbering positive ones 2-1. Brain imaging revealed why dreams feel bizarre yet emotionally intense. During REM, the prefrontal cortex shows decreased activity while sensory and emotion centers become hyperactive. Your brain's emotional centers converse with memory networks, while the logical editor is offline, creating vivid imagery without logical constraints. Ever gone to bed puzzling over a problem, only to wake with a solution? That's your brain working the night shift. Sleep enhances problem solving through a 2-step process. Early non-REM sleep reactivates brain circuits, reviewing the day's important information. Then REM sleep integrates this new information with existing memories, strengthening retention and finding connections your conscious mind misses. Studies show rats' hippocampal place cells reactivate during sleep after maze exploration, essentially practicing their learned routes. In humans, higher-achieving students display more dramatic differences in eye movement counts between exam periods and vacation, suggesting more efficient memory storage during sleep. Alcohol before sleep reduces these eye movements, interfering with memory consolidation. Through the night, from REM period to REM period, new information integrates with increasingly remote associations, resulting in those crazy dreams we often can't explain. The functionality becomes evident the next morning: downregulated negative mood and improved memory performance on newly learned tasks. Our hurry-up culture prioritizes speed over sleep. Americans now average just 7 hours nightly, down from 8. If weekend sleep exceeds weeknight sleep by 2 to 3 hours, you're accumulating sleep debt, fueling demand for both sleeping pills and stimulants. The consequences are severe. Sleep-deprived rats died within 3 weeks. The American Cancer Society's million-person study found higher mortality for both short, less than 6 hours, and long, greater than 9 hours, sleepers. 6 nights of 4 hour sleep impairs glucose tolerance, a diabetes warning sign. Short sleepers face 2.5 times higher diabetes risk, while those sleeping under 6 hours are 7.5 times more likely to have unhealthy BMI by age 27. Sleep deprivation disrupts appetite hormones, decreasing leptin, appetite suppressor, and increasing ghrelin, appetite stimulant, leading to weight gain and anxiety. About 58% experience insomnia, with persistent cases increasing depression risk. Effective interventions include daytime sunlight exposure and 20-minute hot baths 2 hours before bedtime, followed by cooling activities that trigger sleepiness. Sleep disturbances are depression's earliest warning sign, often preceding mood symptoms by weeks. Severely depressed patients show two key REM abnormalities. It arrives within 45-65 minutes instead of 90, displacing deep sleep, and features abnormally intense eye movement storms. Brain imaging reveals heightened emotional activity during REM sleep, exceeding waking levels, plus unusual activation in executive regions, possibly failed attempts to control excessive emotional processing that blocks dream formation. Cartwright studied 49 divorcing individuals over 1 year. Depressed participants reported 39% unpleasant dreams versus 14% in healthy controls. Crucially, those who dreamed about ex-spouses experiencing stronger emotions were more likely to recover. Recovery dreams featured multiple characters, time references spanning past to present, and active emotional expression. Those remaining depressed had emotionally flat dreams with passive roles. Dreams actively processing negative emotions stabilized morning mood progressively, illustrating acceptance and identity transformation essential for recovery. The most dramatic sleep disorders involve violence during unconsciousness. Cartwright testified in cases like Scott Failiter, who killed his wife in 1997 while allegedly sleepwalking. His neighbor witnessed him standing over her body with a blank, staring look before donning gloves and rolling her into the pool. Police found him asleep upstairs, genuinely shocked to learn of her death. Medical exams ruled out psychiatric disorders. The couple had no problems, only Scott's recent sleep issues from work stress. Diagnosing sleepwalking in violent cases requires specific criteria. Arousal from NREM sleep in the night's first third, no memory, no cover-up attempt, unresponsiveness during the episode, profound remorse, genetic basis, and an attack making no rational sense. Episodes need 3 coinciding conditions: genetic predisposition, sleep deprivation, and a trigger disrupting slow-wave sleep. Effective triggers include alerting noises, caffeine, medications like Ambien, and alcohol. Scott's Mormon background meant little caffeine tolerance. The tablets he took likely triggered the episode after prolonged work stress-induced sleep deprivation. Despite maintaining innocence, Scott remains imprisoned. In our always-on culture glorifying hustle, we've forgotten a fundamental truth: your mind needs its night shift. Those unconscious hours aren't wasted. They're when your brain processes emotions, consolidates memories, and updates who you are. Dreams aren't random static. They're your mind's poetry, connecting new experiences with old memories and regulating disturbing emotions. Tonight, when you close your eyes, remember, you're not shutting down. You're changing shifts. Your conscious mind steps aside and your emotional processing system takes over, sorting through the day's experiences, integrating memories, down-regulating negative emotions, and preparing you to wake refreshed. Sleep isn't a luxury or weakness. It's your brain's essential maintenance window. Protect it fiercely.